Now we have our second batch of news items. Toilets, drains and turbines are all reported on in the following stories. While some people may know that Norwich is twinned with four cities around the world, they may not know that it has been recently twinned with something else, toilets. This may seem like an extraordinary move for the fine city, but there is a serious reason behind it. The art of toilet twinning involves twinning with loos in poor communities in order to provide essential hygiene facilities, giving access to clean water and helping reduce the spread of disease. As well as having its own 10-sided toilet in St Crispin's Road, there are now a total of 24 businesses around the city already twinning their toilets, including Aviva and the Forum. Another venue doing its doody duty is Bishop's House. Toilet twinning is part of the charity Tear Fund, with all money donated going directly to its hygiene and sanitation programme, WASH.
A Norwich pensioner is fearing for her life after water issues caused by years of dodgy drainage worsened, leaving her unable to use any kitchen appliances. Christine Mays, who lives in Bull Close Road in the city's NR3 area, has put up with flooding caused by the pipes for more than 10 years, claiming the plumbing in her house is all round the wrong way. Miss Mays, who has lived in her home for 26 years, says she has been unable to use electrical items in her kitchen, including the cooker, which has caught fire once, and her washing machine has been covering clothes in black stuff. She says Norwich City Council's drain doctors have been out on numerous occasions but have failed to fix the problem and is now unable to persuade them to return.
More onshore wind farms could be built across Norfolk following what is effectively the easing of a ban on such turbines in England. The government has amended planning rules to make it easier for onshore wind farms to be built after coming under pressure from a group of Tory MPs. It means that years-long legal battles, such as a dispute over two turbines in Bodham and Hempstead in North Norfolk, could be a thing of the past. The decision has been welcomed by North Norfolk MP Duncan Baker, who believes the public perception of onshore wind projects has gone a full 180 degrees in the last 10 to 15 years. Speaking in Parliament, a debate over the forthcoming energy bill, Mr. Baker said, "People recognise we need our own energy security and we need sustainable, clean, green forms of energy to decarbonise, a mix that gives us security. And that's why I support this move."
All of Wilko's 400 stores, including the one in Norwich's St Stephen Street, are set to close after a rescue deal for the chain fell through. Stores across the country will close in early October, the GMB union has said. It means redundancies now look likely for all 12,500 staff at the high street chain. Administrators for the firm had been in discussions with Doug Putnam, who owns HMV, over a deal to buy around 200 Wilko shops, but these talks collapsed. It comes as 52 Wilko shops are closing in the week beginning the 11th of September.
Norwich's oldest and best-loved department store is to make a slight change to its name, as it rebrands for its 200th birthday. But city folk may already be using the new name, Gerald's, as it is already written across the main London Street entrance and was used from the majority of the 20th century onwards before a rebrand in the 1970s saw the official name changed. Many people continue to call the shop Gerald's and now bosses at the retailer have agreed to make it official. While the company has been in existence for 253 years, Gerald's City Centre store is celebrating its second century in business. It was set up by bookseller, publisher and printer John Gerald in 1770 in Woodbridge, Suffolk, before moving to the fine city in 1823 at 3 Cockney Lane, which is what London Street was then called. The business then moved its current store shortly later, where it has remained ever since.
Now it's over to Samantha Elmhurst for our first feature with an item about barometers still being important historical items despite the mercury problem. The article was written by antiques expert Mike Hicks.